When I first decided that I wanted to be a full-time freelance photographer, one of the things that I struggled with the most was working out when and how much I should charge for the work that I was doing. It's a difficult one for anybody that's going to start working for themselves, but I think freelance photographers or freelance creatives in general face a difficult challenge. There isn't really that much information available in the market to help guide you, and most people that are already working professionals will be reluctant to share their pricing strategies and models with you. So that's what I'm going to try and address today. It's two questions that come with, in my opinion, three different answers. So brace yourselves, this could be a lengthy one, but hopefully one that adds a lot of value. So without further ado, my name's Gareth, and this is the Diary of a Freelance Photographer. The first point that I've got in my diary is around knowing when's the right time to start charging. And it's a pretty simple line that I've wrote. It just says, when and how did I know that I was good enough? And that's a really interesting one. I think the tipping point where you go from working for free to starting to charge for the work that you do is something that you can plan for, but you never really know exactly when it's going to happen. For me, it was when I realized that my phone was ringing with people asking me to do work for them more than I was ringing other people and asking if I could do work for them. And that was a really interesting moment. If you've listened to my previous episode of the podcast, you'll know that I started out as a wedding photographer. And so in that field, it was pretty common practice to be calling your friends and family or friends of friends that you knew were getting married and simply reaching out to them and saying, I'm an aspiring wedding photographer. I would love the opportunity to come along and shoot your wedding to grow my portfolio. And in the early days, a lot of the time you were doing this for free. Sometimes you would be doing it at a heavy discount. But it was exactly what I said, work to try and build your portfolio. And like I say, I noticed that the balance started to tip where my phone was ringing and people wanted me to shoot their weddings a lot more than I was reaching out to other people looking for an opportunity to grow my portfolio. And at that point, I knew that it was time to start charging for what I was doing because it was benefiting them a lot more than it was benefiting me. Now, this isn't always the case depending on the field of photography that you're in. So really, the answer is quite simple for me. It's really about where the benefit lies. Am I going to get benefit from doing a particular job because it's going to be great for my portfolio or because it really does come with a lot of exposure? And when I say that, I'm not talking about the kind of exposure that brands promise you on Instagram. I mean that is this going to get your work in front of the eyes of thousands of influential people that may be interested in booking you in future? If the benefit lies with you, then maybe it's worth considering, is this something that you're going to either A, charge full price for, or B, charge for at all? If the benefit lies with the other person, so they're getting an awful lot out of having your images, but you're not really getting a lot from it, then that's the time when you charge. Remember, it's a two-way interaction with a lot of people. You want to get benefit and they want to get benefit. Sometimes that's you receiving a paycheck. Sometimes it's you receiving exposure or some amazing images in your portfolio. Just remember, when you're weighing up exposure versus pay, do some research to understand what that exposure is worth. It's common practice for brands to reach out to people on Instagram and say, oh, we can get you loads of exposure. We have 50,000, 100,000, a million followers. If the job that you're doing would be worth, for example, £300, and they're offering you exposure of 50, 60, 70,000 people, is that really worth it? It might seem so on the face of it, but if you were to spend £300 on Instagram advertising, you would reach an awful lot more people than they are offering you. And those people could be targeted through the Instagram and Facebook advertising tools. If, however, the job that you're doing is something very quick, maybe you would charge £50 to £100 for it, and you're getting the opportunity to reach 150,000 people, that could be worth it. But like I say, do some research. Now we're on to what is, in my opinion, the really difficult part of this question, and that's how much to charge for your work. If you're expecting me to say charge X amount for this, I'm going to warn you in advance, you're going to be disappointed. I don't think that there is a one-size-fits-all answer for this. However, there are two things that I think you should bear in mind when it comes to pricing your work. The first thing is you do not decide what you can charge for your work. The market decides that. Now, I appreciate that sounds a little bit odd, so let me explain. If somebody asks me to quote on a job, and I quote, for example, £1,000, if everybody else out in the market that's also quoting for that job quotes £2,000 and their work isn't any better than mine, or maybe not even as good as mine, then the market will decide that my price of £1,000 is absolutely right. If, however, I quote £1,000and everybody else out in the market quotes £500 and their work is just as good as mine, if not better, then the market will decide that I'm overpriced. Now, this isn't to say that you always have to be the cheapest. In fact, I strongly discourage people from pricing their work so that they're the cheapest in the market. There is a very good reason that people buy Rolls-Royces rather than Fords. There's an argument to be had that it's a luxury car versus a standard car, but ultimately, it's a car and it gets you from A to B. It's just the same as photography. If you're pricing yourself more than the market, but you can justify that, you offer a service or a product that is better than what everybody else is offering, or a more luxury version of what everybody else is offering, then go for it. But ultimately, remember that the market decides your value. And this is a really tough pill to swallow, but it really does come down to how good you are. You can't pick up a camera, walk out there, and start charging £1,000 for your work. You won't be good enough. You need to practice, you need to put in the time, you need to put in the miles, you need to get good at your craft before you can go out there, start charging the big bucks, or even charging anything at all. So here's the first piece of homework that I have ever given. You want to understand how much you can charge for your work. I want you to go out there and understand what the market's doing. I want you to do some research, find some photographers in your local area, and understand what they're charging for their services. Now, this can be tough, but here's some advice. First of all, check out their website. A lot of photographers, including myself, are quite open about what we charge for our time, and the prices will be on our website. If you have a relationship with a photographer, if you know somebody and consider them a friend, there's no harm in simply picking up the phone, telling them what you're doing, explaining that you're trying to understand where you fit in the market, and asking them if they wouldn't mind telling you what they charge. Don't be offended if they say no. For a lot of people, this is a very personal and private matter. The one thing that I absolutely do not want you to do, because I think it is a deplorable tactic, is to pretend to be a potential client and reach out to photographers pretending that you want to book them. You know yourself as a freelance photographer, your time is precious. Please don't waste other people's time being deceitful just so you can work out how much you should or shouldn't charge for your work. The next bullet point in my diary simply says who, what, when, where, and why. And this is my strategy for how I price my jobs. The first thing I do is look at who's trying to hire me. Is this an individual hiring me for some private work? Is it a small local charity? Maybe it's a startup business. Maybe it's a medium-sized enterprise. Or is it a global brand trying to hire me for a worldwide campaign? Let me be clear. Those jobs are few and far between. Once I've established who it is that's trying to hire me, then I want to understand what they're trying to hire me for. Am I going to be producing content for their portfolio? Is this something for a social media campaign on Facebook or Instagram, as an example? Is this something that's going to be used in print in a few different magazines? Or is this going to be huge billboard work that's going to be seen all over the world? Now I know the who and the what, and potentially the why, it's understanding when. And this is a big factor, one that a lot of freelance photographers underestimate. I'm not just looking at when does the work need to happen or when does the client want it to happen. What I need to understand is when do they need the final product back and how many revision stages are we going to go through. The actual photo shoot or photo shoots itself is one thing, and that's something that I can understand pretty easily without any outside influence. What I don't understand is there a rush turnaround on getting the images back? Is this going to have to be approved by multiple levels of people within their business, and so multiple revisions will be needed? Because all of this stuff is going to take up my time after the shoot. And if it's going to be approved by five different levels of management, that's potentially five different revisions, five lots of editing, five times longer than I would spend on a simple campaign that's going straight to one person for approval. So it's worth understanding that in advance. Now, once I've got all of that information, I understand who my client is, when I'm going to be expected to do the work, what they're using the work for, and when I'm going to need to turn around the final product. I've got all of the variables to be able to sit down and do some maths. And that's the second part of how I price my work. Now, a lot of photographers will throw some figures around and say, I charge between these brackets for this kind of client or these brackets for this kind of work. I try to keep it really, really simple. What I do once I understand all my variables is I calculate how many man hours of work that project is going to take. So maybe the shoot is going to take 8 hours and then the edit's going to take another 8 hours on top of that. So I have a total of 16 hours worth of work, and I'm going to factor in, let's say, for example, 4 hours doing administration, just chasing people up for answers or producing invoices, that kind of stuff. So in total, I have a job that is 20 man hours worth of work. Then what I do, based on all of those variables, who my client is, what they're using my work for, I calculate what I want to earn per hour from that job. And that gives me my figure. So let's keep this nice and simple. If I'm working for 20 hours and I want to earn £20 per hour for doing that work, then my fee for that job is £400. 20 hours at £20 an hour gives me a £400 figure. Sounds simple, right? Well, not quite. Before we can work out whether that figure is the correct one for that job, you also need to understand your costs. So, am I going to have any direct costs linked to that job? Do I need to buy props or lighting equipment or camera equipment that I don't already own? Do I need to rent anything? And then second of all, what are my costs to serve? And that's, what are my ongoing business costs that I need to factor into this job? For example, storage space for images or an email service, those kind of things that you don't always necessarily take into account when pricing each individual job. It's important to understand all of that before you settle on that final figure. I hope that you found this episode helpful. I realise that it hasn't given you an exact figure of how much you charge for your work. Honestly, that would be impossible for me to do without knowing who your clients are and the kind of work that you produce. But hopefully it's got you some way towards having a better understanding of where you sit within the market. If you want to be the first to know when I put out new podcasts, or when I put out any new material on my YouTube channel where I share tutorials and tips and tricks, or if you want to know when I've put something out on Instagram or my blog, the best way to do that is by signing up to my newsletter, and that really couldn't be easier. If you head on over to my website, it's www.garethwelch.co.uk, you'll be able to sign up to the newsletter, and once a week, you'll get a nice digest email that shows you all the stuff that I've put out over the last 7 days. You can also feel free to engage with me on social media. Right now, I'm super active because we're currently in the middle of the UK lockdown because of the coronavirus. It's dead easy to find me. My username is exactly the same on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and it's GWVIS. For now, folks, remember that the fastest way to learn and to grow as a photographer is to get out there and take pictures. But while I've got your attention, let me see if I can help.